Yes, that was a typo on my part.
Yes.
And that will be corrected.
Okay. Yeah, right. So no other questions for me. Yep, there's a couple of typos. Just for everyone's edification, my name is Griffin, I-N, not I-D-H, but I think they've got that fixed now. And yeah, my term expires shortly, so I think that's one of our topics.
Yep. So that was an important typo just to make sure our current year has expired on term.
Yeah, otherwise, what am I doing here? So, can I think about a motion for approval? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Got that out of the way. We're supposed to also approve the agenda that was sent out. Can I get a motion to approve the agenda? Okay. Is everyone or any of your eyes on that also?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Now for chairman and vice chairman of which I'm going to be vice chairman. I guess let me put it this way, does anybody have to call want to be chairman or and or vice chairman that would like to volunteer? I should say I will be happy to continue being chairman. It's actually not a huge deal, so I'd be happy to continue in this role if someone else would like to. I'm also very willing to acquiesce.
I would be supportive of Terry continuing in that role.
So my only question is, Terry, does your appointment to the committee expire? Do you have to be reappointed to the ROC before we can? And I don't know what that process is. Sorry, I'm just trying to figure out the math.
Yeah, Rob's correct. Terry has exhausted all of his terms. He was appointed January of 2015. So it's sad to see him go, but he's going.
Got it. I am happy. Okay. So there's a 5-year max or whatnot, actually, is that correct?
I think right now it's 2 terms at 2 years, but he might have been grandfathered in back then, or if you take over somebody else's term, sometimes you can go longer than the 4 years.
Or someone else's term. So. Yeah. Got it. Okay, so I guess that's my last one. So in that case, who would like to be chairman?
Looks like it's me, Michael, or David. Just want to. Yeah.
Don't everybody jump at once.
Yeah. I promise it's not a very hard job. So.
You know, I'd be happy to do it.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Okay. I believe Rob was talking.
Yes.
Okay. So all in favor of Rob being our chairman, say aye.
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 Great. Thank you, Rob.
Really, you gotta like come up here with this. So just my job is to stay out here.
That's all, Ashley. You need to butter her up.
Chocolate, Ashley, yes. Chocolate, bourbon, what is it?
Coffee.
Right?
Yeah. It's IE. And also, just for the record, Ms. Conway has joined us.
Hello.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Hello.
Thank you for joining, Kim.
Thank you, and I'm sorry for being late. I have another big appointment.
No problem. I should also warn everybody, I do have to leave exactly chairman out of the way. Does anyone know, do we actually need a vice chairman? Or I don't think we've ever had one, so.
I think generally when we have that, it's just in case the chair is absent. So we're off. You don't get to miss one meeting a year.
I would nominate David to be vice chair.
Well, I'll second David being vice chair if you'll accept it.
I'm happy to do that, yep.
Okay, great. So we got a vice chair now.
Thanks, Dave.
Okay. So, vacancies and recruitment, I think the staff have done a great job of doing recruiting, and then we have three people on the call listening in and learning about what we're doing. So, welcome, and hopefully you'll be able to join the committee and help, help with the peer review process. That will move on. Need to approve next year's dates. Let's see, where are those? Somewhere.
We got January 12th.
12th.
18th. August 17th.
Correct. All of me on Tuesdays.
My calendar's pretty open right now.
Yeah. Yeah, especially my travel calendar. Well, I suggest we approve those dates. Of course, I won't be here. The dates for January 12th, May 18th, August 17th, and November 30th. They purposely try not to hit any major tax deadlines, so I think they do a pretty good job of that.
John, that should be page 8 in the PDF that you received by email you did from Ashley. So if you receive it, we'll make sure you get that. There's just a lot of things I want to point out what page it was.
Okay, thank you. All in favor of approving those dates, say aye.
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 Okay. So then new business. Down to going through the listing of engagements.
So,
first,
Terry, can I back up for just a second? This is Rob.
Sure can.
So, Julie, we've got several guests here, and we have several vacancies. What's the process? Do they just become members of the next meeting, or do we have to actually take action?
No, actually, no, there's no action to be taken. So they aren't actually guests, they are members. And so just to back up and tell you the process a little bit. So we've started now with the board. In fact, they'll meet us again at their December meeting. They will receive a list of licensees who have expressed interest in serving on their committee. And they will, you know, they go through and they'll talk about if there's any concerns or if there's any additions they want to, whatever. And then they approve the list, and that list is in place for a year. So the board has already approved their appointments by the fact that they're on the super list. And so that way we can act quickly. We don't have to delay it, you know, which helps you.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then, welcome all the new committee members. So, let's see. So there's a list of, it's called First Time Non-Pass List. And just to catch everybody up on the terminology, a non-pass just means that you can get a pass. So pass with a deficiency or a fail, to review will make it onto this list the first time. And basically, what we have decided already prior to the meeting was that if anyone receives such a fail or not a pass, that we send out a warning letter saying basically, we're watching you, basically, and hopefully you will improve and become a pass in the next year or so. So I think the main purpose of going through the first-time non-pass list is just sort of track to see what's going on with them. As you can see, a lot of them have green boxes saying that they have passed in the their next peer review, their 2019 or maybe 2020. Yeah, there's a few who are marked in red under the notes to the side that basically have said they have dropped out of peer review and are no longer going to be doing engagements that would be subject to peer review, so moving to bookkeeping and tax and things like that, which, so in one sense, this is exactly what we want to see, that either they become a pass, they pass your next peer review, or they decide not to do a test to work anymore, and that's our purpose of protecting the public. Anyone have any questions on that listing?
None for me on the first pass. But like you said, Terry, it seems like they all either received their warning letter somewhat recently, or if it was an old warning letter that they never remediated or terminated. So that's the question.
Yeah.
For me on this one.
Okay. I did have a couple of little picky questions, and that may be just filling out the form correctly. Like number 32, it says they do a RISA engagement. want everybody?
Yep, I've made my notes. Thank you, John. This is Ashley. That column, just for background purpose, if it's interesting to you, we pull out information from their renewals, the firm renewals. So if they accepted an engagement sometime between when they renewed and when their peer review was, that might be why that looks different, but I will go back and try and update that.
Open.
seems to be messing with everybody's calendars.
Yeah, so you're exactly right. This is Ashley. What happens is, after every RAC meeting, I try and go on AICPA and update our lists and our spreadsheets, especially before a PROC meeting. But because of COVID, there was just kind of a blanket extension granted, which was pushed. Anything through June 30th was pushed back to December 30th, and then again it was pushed back to September 30th, and now it's again pushed back to December 31st. I've even started to see some extension letters through February of 2021. So I think that a lot of these just might kind of linger for a long time, but I do every month try and update these spreadsheets and find whatever information I can. If I've noticed that they have a peer review that's late or they're past their deadline and they haven't communicated with the board, we do send out a generic letter to them letting them know that they need to update us. They should be sending us these letters. We need access in Prima to those documents so that I can go out and download them. So those letters were sent out. Julie signed a lot of them. But there's... We have, but they've all been extension letters. So, like, finding out if somebody has actually done their peer review, yeah.
So really, we're in the same boat as every one of my clients these days in that we have rules, but we have zero teeth in terms of any kind of enforcement right now because of the situation we're in. And I'm not going to make an argument whether that's right or wrong, but years and that's where we're at, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. I would just add to that as a committee member, it's hard to really make any other recommendations, right? Or talk about anything here if that's the scenario, right? So it's just that they're supposed to have done certain things at certain times based on this data.
Yeah, Kimberly, maybe you can go talk to the governor and tell her that we're having a little bit of heartburn for this. I'm sure she's got nothing else to do but listen up.
Right.
I'll get right on that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That should work. Okay, so moving on, the next one is number 10. The letters related to number 10 are on the PDF pages 20 through 24. That one, so curious to me, it seems like you're missing a lot of different items and related to broker-dealer and things. I guess I'm somewhat surprised that in the past we've been missing these, but at the same time they know a lot more of the detail behind the information than the couple of letters we get. And again, it was December 31st, 2019. I'm guessing that probably was extended, so I'm not sure what we can do at this point. Any other thoughts on that one?
I guess, no, go ahead, Dave.
No, go ahead, Ron. I was just going to say, if you don't like the response and the evaluation here, it might be the same for each one of you.
Yeah, it feels a lot like we can't really do a whole lot until there's a vaccine. Until there's some sort of return to process. I mean, so it feels like we're going to just see all of these back in our next meeting and probably the meeting after that. And then maybe we'll be able to reach feel like we can do a whole lot other than just, you know, make ourselves aware of these situations. And so I'm doing anything to help move them towards some sort of resolution.
I'm very agree with you, Rob. I think for your in that position, you know, unless something just plain really blatant jumped out at you, kind of gap that we've started our had our peer review and we're still sort of doing everything right on time. Went reasonably well to the sort of reason to delay things. There might be some instances, but I think we only have one more to look at, and probably going to be done real quick here.
Just to clarify real quick, not to belabor the point, but for this one, for number 10, the recommendation was to submit. It sounds like maybe they haven't done that yet, right? But were they granted an extension?
So I think they did follow all the recommendations because their next peer review date is 2022. So they in 19 they got a pass with deficiencies. They had to do these corrective action before they had got a completion letter. So I think they did, and then their completion letter says their next peer review date is August 31st, 2022.
Got it. Okay. So they have taken the steps that they said they would take, right? But now they need to go back through the cycle and see their date, right?
Yeah.
I think that's what we have here.
I think that's a good call assumption. I think it's good educated guesses that way. So the last one on our discussion list is number 30. And a couple past deficiencies. I'm going to take some more CDE. Self-study course on audit risk or audit risk assessment deep dive.
So what happens is the board waits for that completion letter so that we know when the next peer review date is, because the letter itself specifies when their next peer review is. So it says, like, we know that you have a second pass with deficiencies. It's been reported to the PROC. You need to get your act together by August 31st, 2022, essentially.
Letter and remind them that we're watching.
Yep.
Okay. That's the new business. Let's open up to anyone else who wants to, if there's anything else that people noticed on the listing that they have a question on or like to bring to others' attention. Give you a moment to mention that.
I definitely can do that because you guys only get a portion of the spreadsheet that's ready for review, essentially. So all of the firms that are still, that got extensions and their peer review is still open, you know, you don't even see all of those. So I could, yeah, just give you like a general number of what I'm working with and what I'm constantly updating monthly after every draft meeting. No problem.
Okay. But it sounds like we might, or you guys might have a little more work to do in our next meetings, and then hopefully the pandemic will, or all the extensions will run their course, and people actually have to comply with their commitments to do things like CPE and all the other things that the what the state is about.
Okay. Hey, John, this is David Sickle at Delmark. Hi, Lummi.
I will do that, David, yeah. Did you work with him in Des Moines then?
Yeah. He was there, 8 years ago? It's been a while, but we had to cross paths back when he was in Des Moines.
Yeah, I'm sure we're very pleased to get Martin joining me here. Just go offline.
Cool. We'll go high for me.
Thanks, Ashley, Kimberly, appreciate you guys, and we'll see you guys next meeting.
Yeah.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Yeah, you too.